This is Will's Band of the Week for September 16th, 2011. Hello and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, all by myself once again, in Fourth Bedroom Studios. It's been a busy week. If you listened last week, you know that Chris would obviously be busy, and he does in fact have a new daughter. And so congratulations to Chris, and we'll get the story from Chris, I'm sure, on a future podcast. We're hoping that the baby will make an appearance on the podcast. Probably by Skype. So we'll see. And Barrett's had a really busy week. I've had a busy week, but there's always time to keep the listeners informed with a couple of new releases. So I have some stuff, so might as well talk about it, right? Before we do that, you can contact this podcast by sending an email to willsband@yahoo.com. You can post comments on the website, willsband.net, or the Facebook page, which is just called the Will's Band of the Week podcast. And also, we've got a Twitter feed, too, Will's Band. And there's the old reliable iTunes, where you can find our podcast. And you could post remarks there, too, if you'd like to. So that's it. Now, as far as music news, you know, there's just been a lot of music coming out, and we've talked about Spotify before recently, and you know, when a bunch of new releases come out, it's like, man, you've got so much music at your fingertips, you don't even know what to listen to next. So I guess it's a nice problem to have, but I have, in the last few weeks, listened to some pretty interesting stuff. So there's not really, I don't have any big music news or anything like that, but have been listening to some good new music, so I'm going to tell you about some of it. The first one that I'd like to talk about is a band called The Drums. They had an album about, I don't know, a little over a year ago, I think, that was their first one, and I listened to it a little bit and sort of liked it, but I think it didn't quite, somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, I think it didn't quite rise to the level of podcast worthiness. So I don't think I ever mentioned it on this podcast. But now their second album is out. It's called Portamento, and kind of just stumbled on it and started listening to it just about a week ago, and it was one of those things where it just surprised me how much I liked it. And the reviews for this really aren't that good, so I guess we'll find out if the listeners agree with me or the majority of reviewers on this. But this is sort of a, we've been talking about retro 80s stuff, and I think there's a real retro 80s sound to these guys, and a little bit of what I like about them is it sometimes is sort of dark too, and it's kind of neat the way it's recorded, I think, sort of a fun sound. So let's play something. This is the new album from The Drums called Portamento, and I'm going to start with a track called I Don't Know How to Love. That's the drums. The album is called Portamento, and that's I Don't Know How to Love. So I was looking at the band bio for the drums, and this is another band. It's become so predictable now in the music business these days, in indie rock at least, is that what you do is you move to Brooklyn, right? So their bio says, emerging from Brooklyn via Florida in 2009. So I guess they were from Florida and they moved to Brooklyn to seek rock stardom. And I guess it remains to be seen whether they'll reach rock stardom. But, well, they've reached a pretty good level, I think, of being a fun band. And this is their second album, and their bio says this: for the often difficult sophomore LP, the band sidestepped the pitfalls of a slump by recording it quickly, again, self-producing, often laying down tracks spontaneously in singer Johnny Pierce's kitchen. Following the departure of guitarist Adam Kessler, drummer Connor Hanwick switched to guitar, and guitarist Jacob Graham picked up his more natural instrument of synthesizers. So they did a little switch of instruments, which I think is kind of cool. So why don't we play something else off this album? This one's called Hard to Love. Sometimes they get kind of mopey, you know, almost like a Morrissey kind of thing, and maybe go a little overboard on it on occasion, but overall, pretty good, I think. So we'll play one more. This is kind of a mopey one called Please Don't Leave.
Yeah.
the drums. The album is called Portamento. So they're getting my recommendation. So I'd be interested to hear what the listeners think. So let us know. Next, I have a band that's been on my playlist for a while. And the reason I haven't talked about them before is that the whole album isn't really that great, but there definitely is some really cool stuff on it. The band is called Brilliant Colors, and this is a San Francisco band. And they sound kind of like some of the other San Francisco bands. It's kind of that Vivian Girls reverb-y kind of, I don't know if you'd call it grunge pop or psych pop or something like that, but they've got a pretty cool sound, and they've got an album called Again and Again, which I believe is their second album, and hasn't gotten very good reviews. One of the criticisms of it is that the songs tend to kind of sound the same. They really don't vary the sound very much. So when they hit a really good song, it's really good, but the album could definitely use a little more variety, I think. But there are a couple songs here that are definitely good enough that are worthy of playing on the podcast. So let's start with the first track. This is Brilliant Colors from the album Again and Again, and this is called Hey Dan. Brilliant Colors, and a song called Hey Dan. And let's play another one. This one's called Round Your Way.
Ah!
That's Brilliant Colors and a song called Round Your Way. The album is called Again and Again. And yeah, there's a kid calling a dog in the background, I think. Anyway, you get to hear some household sounds. We're just not a totally professional podcast. That's the way it goes. So let's play one more from Brilliant Colors. You know, this is an album that if they could have, you know, a whole album on the level of the best two or three tracks, it'd be really great. So maybe they'll be heard from further in the future. That'd be good. So this one's called Telephone Stories. Well, there you have it, a sample of the new album by Brilliant Colors called Again and Again. So, I think that's all I've got for this week. Thought I'd throw those out there and get the listeners' impressions. And I think we'll be back next week with a full episode. We've got some plans, some bands we're thinking of discussing. And we're not going to run out of good music. So, I think that's it. I think I'm going to sign off and keep this one short. And to the point. So thanks again, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week.